And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 10th of June, 2015. It's the birthday of the man who said, "A novelist may lose his readers for a few pages. A playwright never dares lose his audience for a minute." The playwright Terence Rattigan, born in London, 1911. It's the birthday of Saul Bellow, born in Lachine, Quebec, Canada, 1913, Russian-Jewish parents who had emigrated to Canada in 1911 and who soon moved to Chicago in the Humboldt Park neighborhood. His father was a bootlegger, delivered coal. He imported onions. Bellow's childhood was poor. He was a slum kid, loved Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, went off to Northwestern, studied anthropology there, landed in New York, became a Trotskyist. He was training in the Merchant Marine when World War II ended. He had completed his first novel that came out in 1944, Dangling Man, while he was still in the service. Went off to teach at the University of Minnesota, lived very humbly in St. Paul. Then he won a Guggenheim, moved to Paris, and it was there that he composed the novel that made his name, The Adventures of Augie March. It came out in 1953, won the National Book Award. He wrote the book, he said, in a purple fever, writing longhand on trains and in cafes. He said it was a kind of spontaneous event. It was my liberation. Saul Bellow went on to write Henderson the Rain King, Herzog, Humboldt's Gift. But even after he was financially secure, he still taught at the University of Chicago. He said, "You're all alone when you're a writer. Sometimes you just feel you need a humanity bath so you can talk about books, politics, history, America." It's the birthday of the novelist James Salter, born New York City, 1925, pilot in the Air Force, flew 100 combat missions during the Korean War, and came back to become a novelist, best known for his book A Sport and a Pastime, about the love affair between a Yale dropout living in Paris and a working-class French girl. And it's the birthday of the biologist and writer Edward O. Wilson, born Birmingham, Alabama, 1929, winner of two Pulitzer Prizes for his books On Human Nature and The Ants, A-N-T-S, Ants. Here's a poem for today by Freya Manfred entitled Grandma Shorba's Ragamuffin Stew. During World War II, Grandma Shorba handed plates of bread and meat to strangers who asked for work in exchange for food. After chopping wood and mending fences, the lean, stoop-shouldered men went on their way. "May God watch over them," Grandma said. I was glad I didn't have to follow them down the long train tracks, silvering west. I didn't want to sleep beside a strange campfire around the bend in the next world. But I worried how they'd survive and asked my parents if they could live with us. My begging only made everyone nervous. Maybe Grandma's stories of the Good Samaritan and the loaves and fishes weren't true. If I'd been in charge, I'd have asked those men to stay. But Grandma, who trusted God, fed them, then sent them on their way. Grandma Shorba's Ragamuffin Stew, a poem by Freya Manfred from Speak Mother, published by Red Dragonfly Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.